This is Adventist World Radio Ghana, Voice of Hope.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
For today's Daylight magazine, we have Your Bible and You, Youth Corner, and Moments of Truth. I'm your presenter, Emanuela Brefumenta, welcoming you to today's magazine. Stay tuned.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It is now time for your Bible and you.
For our reflections, we shall look at Genesis chapter 2, verses 8 to 14.
Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. The Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river watering the garden flowed from Eden. From there it was separated into four headwaters. The name of the first is the Pishon. It winds through the entire land of Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of that land is good. Aromatic resin and onyx are also there. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It winds through the entire land of Cush. The name of the third river is the Tigris. It runs along the east side of Asher. And the fourth river is the Euphrates.
You just listened to the audio version of Genesis chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. Keep this in your heart.
Voice of Hope, we will bring you joy. Keep hope alive.
Raise yourself for our next segment, Youth Corner.
So afraid that you will not be found. It won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me, I'll leave you home.
Well, according to the World Health Organization, about 60 million women between the ages of 15 to 19 years give birth each year. And that's about 11% of all births worldwide. Well, several factors have been attributed to this, while others believe it is due to a lowering in moral standards. Others attribute it to the media, lack of sex education and all that. My name is Afrenia Makeke. Welcome to another edition of Youth Corner. Today, we are looking at teenage pregnancy. We find out what it is, the causes, the effect, and other issues surrounding this very sensitive matter. That's once again teenage pregnancy. And I'll be here with Ato Bonfo Jr., Samuel Asabre Frempon, and Lord Lugard Webu. Welcome, Lord Ato and Samuel.
Thank you very much
for joining us. We'll start off by looking at what is teenage pregnancy. I'll start with you, Ato.
Teenage and then pregnancy. These two words are self-explanatory in their own capacities. You realize that we have a particular description of ages called the teens, from 13 to 19. So teenage pregnancy is getting pregnant within those ages.
What age are we talking about here? Would you agree with the WHO standard of 15 to 19 years?
Well, I wouldn't agree with them because I'm thinking that those times that people had started menstruating had reduced drastically because of our diet and a lot of other factors. So these days, you meet many kids around 9 years, 10, 11, 12, who have started menstruating. So if teenage pregnancy is 15 to 19, then there should be another term for those who get pregnant below that. But I'm classifying all of them as teenage pregnancy, the kind of pregnancy you get before you are fully matured.
Okay, so the kind of pregnancy that actually occurs before you mature, he has given the age range as even below the 15 years that the World Health Organization has stated. But let me come to you as well, Lord.
Well, he said it all. A pregnancy at a teen age, pregnancy in human females below the age of 20, simply put. Let me say it like that, because our teenage is pegged at 19. So any pregnancy before 20 years is teenage pregnancy. These words, as he said already, are self-explanatory. You don't need to move heaven and earth to understand them. You become pregnant at a teen age.
Okay, somewhat 16 million women a year between the ages of 15 to 19 years. It's a rather huge figure there. But what do you think is the real cause, or what are the causes of this very phenomenon in recent times?
Seriously, teenage pregnancy, the causes are enormous. Mm. There are so many of them. The main one that I always think about, which people don't actually believe or think it is really the cause, is parental guidance. Most of the time, parents think they give birth to their children, and the moment they come out, they are their property. And they have to make sure they are taking care of them and all that. But forgetting that the child is for the society. Before I realized, the parent will just leave the child and be moving around. Everything that is going on in the society, the child is taking part. You not caution the child. Before I realized, the child will go into it. Friends will influence and all that. But first of all, I always think about parental guidance.
Sure.
The parents should advise the children. If they don't, in the initial stages, because they are the first point of contact. So if they don't do their work well, then it can lead to teenage pregnancy.
Well, let's get a better understanding of what you mean by parental guidance. Right. Because sometimes, especially in this part of the world, in Africa, where certain words are seen as very sensitive and all that, talking about the private parts and all that, there's such a thin line between what sex education is and what also could amount to, you know, polluting the mind of the child. How do you draw that line?
That's what you just said. We have a problem in Ghana, actually, that because of our culture, most of the time we think there are certain things, when you mention them, you are a sinner. Society does not agree with that line. And that is the main cause of teenage pregnancy. If the parent is not able to advise or educate the child on what can bring about teenage pregnancy, then definitely they will go outside. Friends will start to convince them, and before realize, they will just fall victims to it. So I always say that we shouldn't think, as parents, we shouldn't think of the fact that society says if you mention this part of the body to the child, then you are polluting the mind of the child. That thing should be cleared off our minds, and it will help so much.
We'll come further and explore what in detail parents can do insofar as dealing with this problem is concerned, and how that line can also be drawn. But let me come to you, Lord. What are some of the causes of teenage pregnancy?
As my brother said, the causes are just too many to count. But I have grouped them in my own way in three categories. I have seen one to be a personal one, like a cause which is personal. The one who is the victim is their own cause of that pregnancy. An example of that is adventure and then curiosity. People at that teen age love adventure. They want to try new things. And then they want to explore and find out things for themselves. And then there are those who are so curious. What is in this for me? What does this go for? So as they are being curious and adventurous, these things set in. You can be adventurous in all cases and get away with it. And then I also see it as a societal problem. So the one that is caused by society, some examples are poverty. That poverty cycle where the mother, the father are poor, and then there is little care. So the children are just left at the mercy of the weather. They go do things on their own, just like that. Exactly. And then we have peer pressure as well. And then lack of parental control. This societal. And then I have what I call lack of exposure. If the one is not exposed, let's say to sexual education or to formal education, or let's better still, civilization. The one is so vulnerable to these things. If you don't educate your child, you don't expose her. And so the person will just be in that shell. And once she's about to burst out, it is teenage pregnancy that gets the person well known as your child.
Okay, so you have grouped them into three, the personal, societal, as well as the lack of exposure. Sure. Mm-hmm. You have given the necessary examples there. Let me come to Akso now. The causes of teenage pregnancy.
I think I would agree with them. It is just narrowing down to the sexual activity. And the causes of teenage pregnancy is now going to be those things that send the adolescents or the teenagers into the sexual activity. And just as they have mentioned, it could be just out of curiosity to find out what their biological processes can actually do, how they can be felt. And it could also be due to influence, not curiosity. Somebody has told you that I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how it feels. So you also do it. It feels good. And then they end up in the pregnancy. Conception might take place. Parents who not exposing their kids enough makes them live in ignorance. Mm. Ignorance is very expensive, and it will lead to teenage pregnancy in its own way. Because the person might not know actually, not that they want to do it for adventure, not that they want to do it to under influence, but actually they just don't know what's happening to them. They're just following their own body pleasure.
But at all, what's really wrong with it? What's wrong with getting pregnant at that age?
Well, everything cannot be wrong about it. Everything cannot be wrong about it. But most of the time, it is wrong because of just the first reason I'll give you. In sub-Saharan Africa, 50,000 people die out of teenage pregnancy every year, according to the worldwide report from World Health Organization.
So then that results from teenage pregnancy, probably because they are not matured enough to be put in that particular position.
Well, the causes of the death might just be as you are saying. Not probably because, it is actually because their body is not yet ready
developed
for
enough.
That process.
Well, I want us to explore this much more in a subsequent discussion, but we'll draw the curtain here. My name is Afrenia Makeke. I've been here with Lord Lugard Webu, Samuel Asabre Frempon, and Ato Bonfo Jr. We have been looking at teenage pregnancy. We'll continue in our subsequent discussion. Thank you for joining us.
This is Adventist World Radio Ghana, Voice of Hope. If you need further information or study materials on issues we have discussed, please write to Adventist World Radio Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, West Africa. Or if you have access to the internet, send us an email through radio@vvu.edu.gh. Or better still, you can call us on +233 3070 51 058 or +233 2087 04 532. If our lines are busy, don't give up. Just keep on trying, for we are expecting your calls, emails and letters.
Voice of Hope. We will bring you joy. Keep on.
Touch of his hand, through his love he formed creation, then reached down and breathed his life into man. Yes, for all of us, he is calling us with his blessings to show. The best part of it is the heart of it. It's the good news we know. Every time I needed his praise, every little bird in the air never will escape from his care. He arose again, he defeated sin, and he shed his blood for me. It was an act. Now we hear.
The only way to multiply happiness is to draw closer to God through His Word. It is now time for Moment of Truth.
On the portals, he's waiting and watching for you.
Beloved in the Lord, we welcome you back to Moment of Truth, a time the Lord has set aside to speak to the heart of each one of us. Shall we bow as we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we commit ourselves and all our listeners unto the hands of Jesus Christ. We pray for your unctioning of the Holy Spirit to descend upon all our listeners and to descend upon us as we speak your word. May you reach many hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. We welcome you back in Moment of Truth on our series, Homosexuality, Lesbianism, and Bestiality. And we are looking at a part 2, series number 2. And in the first series, it is clear that homosexual experience may be good, but it is an act of rejection of God's way of doing things. And any time we stray away from God's path, we tread on the path of sorrow, pain, and even death. Homosexuals and the church. What do homosexuals need from the church or from the pastor? The truth is that homosexuality is spreading. It has entered many homes and also in the church. Tomorrow, it can come close to you, a family relation, a son or a daughter lesbian. What do they expect from us as a church or from the pastor? The church and society must understand and see homosexuals and lesbians as humans, not demons, to be avoided or trampled underfoot. 2, society must see homosexuality as one of the sins Christ died for and make efforts to redeem such persons to Christ. You know, sometimes we look at homosexuals with different kind of eye, as if they are not human beings, and they must be avoided. And if we do that, we are driving them away from Christ. We need to love them. God, the Bible says, God demonstrated his love. He continued to love us, even though we make mistakes. Whilst we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And he died for whosoever. Homosexual, for lesbian, for those who practice bestiality, all kinds of sexual perversions Christ died for, that whosoever believeth shall be saved. 3, homosexual, lesbian have a fear of rejection by the church and society. So we need tact to be able to handle them. the fear, if we come, they wouldn't accept us. If we go to make ourselves known that we are, they will reject us. Beloved, what do? We need openness. The church and parents should provide a safe place where these persons can freely talk their challenges and problems. And because they are afraid of stigmatization and shame, so we need to provide a safe haven where they can come and in privacy, in confidentiality, speak. And we listen to them and assure them of our love and concern for them. For we need to show love and concern. These are the fruits that will help them to overcome this social difficulty. Most homosexuals, beloved, suffer from loneliness and need human support. Most of them, because of rejection, because they have been known by people, society frowns at them. That is not evil. But because though we frown at them, we are not to reject them. So most of them suffer in loneliness, and this pushes them more into that situation of which most of them are even struggling to come out. What the church must do, the church society must not change their moral standard to accept them to remain in sin, but must help them change their lifestyle. What to do in such situations? We need to develop a strong personal relationship with Jesus in our daily devotional lives, because the Bible describes homosexuality as a departure from the knowledge of God. So we need to build our homes so that our children, our family members can focus on what is truth. We need to say no to any impulse of indecent lust through prayer. If any seed of perversion begin to bring its ugly heads within you, you need to pray against it to ask God that evil seed away from you. We need to pray for the homosexuals. We need to frown at their sins, but point them to a Savior who can redeem them out of their sins. We need to let everyone know that homosexuality, lesbianism, and all these sexual perversions bring the wrath of God on the nation. And thus, we appeal to the authorities concerned, religious bodies and leaders and parents to wage a holy campaign against this social evil, so our land is not defiled unto destruction. Beloved in the Lord, God is calling us back unto Himself, that no matter how far we have gone astray into any kind of social perversion, into any kind of sexual perversion, into any kind of immorality, anything that deviates from the truth and the word of God, said we should come, all of us who labor and are heavy laden, and I, the Lord, I will give you rest. God can redeem you out of this situation. He can redeem you out of your social difficulty. He can change you from being a homosexual to a man of God, to a child of God. He's running for many people and is waiting with arms open. He says, come, come. And those who come unto me, I will not turn them down. I will not cast them away. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I, the Lord, I will give you rest. That assurance still remains today for you, if only you come. He says, come, let us reason together. Come, let us reason together. Come, let us reason together. That's the call of the Lord. And as we come, we will find a loving Savior who cares, who loves you, despite our weaknesses. And He will make us a child of God. May the Lord bless you. May He strengthen you. May He quicken you. May He revive you and help you out of this situation to live a normal life to the glory of God, preparing yourself for the soon coming of Jesus and the kingdom of heaven. May He bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Moment of Truth. And your servant, Pastor G. Y. Aguado. God richly bless you. Amen.
This is Adventist World Radio Ghana, Voice of Hope. If you need further information or study materials on issues we have discussed, please contact us on Adventist World Radio Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box AF-595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, West Africa. Or if you have access to the internet, send us an email through radio@vvu.edu.gh. Or better still, you can call us on +233 3070 51 058 or +233 20 87 04 532. If our lines are busy, don't give up. Just keep on trying, for we're expecting your calls, emails, and letters. My dear listener, I believe you have been blessed by our programs. Keep pondering over lessons learned from our magazines to stay blessed. Enjoy the rest of your day. I have been your presenter, Emmanuela Brifumensa. Bye for now.